Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ho Jones, week 13 in the NFL wraps up tonight with the Patriots and the Giants, but we had a bunch of games from yesterday, including all three other AFC East teams in action. Let's get to the Bills and the Steelers.
Hey, what happened?
From the 8,
look inside.
Allen, being pushed, and he's driven across for the touchdown. And for the 49th time in his career, he has a game in which he's thrown for a score and run for a score.
Allen. Good call by Nance. Bills beat the Steelers 26-7, kind of a slow start. It was 7-3 Pittsburgh at the half in this game, but Aaron Rodgers gets banged up. Steelers fall to 6-6. The Bills do improve to 8-4. But didn't really look great doing
it. I mean, that would be my takeaway as well. Like, I don't think Pittsburgh is very good.
No.
So, I was very, very, very unimpressed with the Bills for a half. And that's kind of been my takeaway watching the Bills pretty much week in and week out. They had the one shootout with the Bucks where I guess, you know, I thought Allen was fine, which is crazy to say about a 6-touchdown game.
Right.
But he also turned it over a bunch that game. Yeah. I don't think they're playing well, but they did win to their
credit. He has to. James Cook had 144 yards rushing on 32 carries. What about the New York football Jets at home against the Falcons?
What happened?
This one came down to a last-second field goal by former Patriot Nick Folk.
From the right hash, from 56 yards out, his career long is 58. And Folk's kick is good.
27-24, your final. Jets get their third win of the season. They're still playing. The Falcons fall to 4-8. Bijan Robinson, big game, however, in a loss. 142 yards rushing and a touchdown.
You think there was any chance that kick was going in?
No.
Like,
the Folk was good here.
Say, we've seen
he
Nick
was
Folk
good,
here.
But usually it was that inside of 50.
Well, that was such a long kick.
Yeah.
He had already missed one earlier.
He missed from closer earlier.
Yeah, I was like, there's no chance.
And it was like a knuckleball. The thing barely went through, but it counts.
All right, the Jets. They have now won 3 out of 5. They beat Cincinnati,
Ooh,
Cleveland,
boy.
And Atlanta. They played the Pats kind of tough. They played the Ravens kind of tough. Like,
I think all this does is keep Aaron Glenn around for another year.
Yeah.
That's
fair.
Kind of it.
We thought they might go winless. Like, you've earned yourself a second
definitely.
Year. Congrats. Yeah.
Definitely. Also, a coach that is maybe we're surprised is still here. Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins taking on the New Orleans Saints. Late fourth quarter, Saints score a touchdown. They are now 2 points back. So, what do you do? You go for two.
Tyler Shuck throws. It's intercepted. He can get points on the return. And on the run, Minka Fitzpatrick. He's going to go all the way and seal it for Miami.
Run out of air?
Yeah, you might have lost a little bit of air there. The oxygen went out of the building.
I don't think
that was Chris Myers. There. The Chris Myers game.
Wow, Chris Myers
Saints
got that game.
Yeah, Saints and Fish.
Wow.
Tyler Shuck had a couple of touchdown passes, but not enough. As the Dolphins get another win. So the AFC East coming up win so far.
Yeah. Chris Myers is probably looking. He's unfamiliar with the roster. He's so used to the Titans. He knows the Titans roster
inside
front
and out.
To back. But when he gets a new team, he's like, wait a minute.
Yeah. That Saints is just a terrible, miserable existence.
You see the onside kick they pulled off?
No.
Which I get. They reviewed it, and red zone cut away for a while, but they upheld it. A gorgeous onside kick in that game, but they wound up losing anyway.
Yeah. All right, what about the AFC South? We have the Texans and the Colts.
What happened?
Fake it, and then give it to Collins. Looking to turn it upfield. He will for the touchdown! On the ground, Nico Collins.
Nico Collins with a touchdown run as the Houston Texans go into Indianapolis and get a 20-16 win. So Houston keeps their playoff hopes alive. They are 7-5. The Colts drop to 8-4. It's their first home loss of the year.
AFC, Jones and Keefe AFC playoff predictor, Indianapolis Colts?
0%.
0%.
They're out.
The Houston Texans have been doing, so they've won five out of six, four in a row.
Yes.
They beat Buffalo and Indy the last 2 weeks. They get KC next week. So this is a team doing dirty work for you.
Yeah.
Although, as you said earlier, Keith, maybe too much dirty work. It might be a team you want to avoid at all costs in the playoffs.
Then you get their defense in the first round. You're like, wait a minute.
But
I want to face them.
They're playing well.
All right. Well, if the Jacksonville Jaguars could get a win, they would be in first place in the AFC South. They took on the Titans.
What happened?
Well, everybody beats the Titans.
Third and goal. Lawrence. End zone. Caught. Myers for the Jacksonville touchdown.
Jacoby Myers. Good midseason pickup for them. He had six catches, 90 yards, and that touchdown. Jaguars with an easy 25-3 win over the Titans. So the Jaguars are 8-4, but have the tiebreaker over the Colts. Titans fall to 1-11.
Yeah, we said on trade deadline day when they got Jacoby Myers, oh, what'd you want the Patriots to do? And we're like, I don't know. I mean, teams like the Jaguars are getting better. And we were laughed at. Yep. They're now the 3 seed in the AFC winning that division.
Yeah.
And Jacoby Myers had a long 50-yard catch before that touchdown. He's been a good pickup for them.
What a year for first-year head coaches. Mike Vrabel's 10-2, Liam Cohen's 8-4, Ben Johnson's 9-3. So those are three guys right there that turned their teams around.
The 2 1-seeds in the respective conferences. New head coach, second-year quarterback.
Yeah. Well, oh, yeah. Oh, in the division. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. I guess the Pats need to win tonight. Back to the 1 seed.
No, but that's true. All right, AFC West, Chargers at home against the Raiders.
What happened?
Cocky in motion on 3rd and 2. Herbert looking to run. Buying time now. Throws. Caught. Touchdown. Ladd McConkey.
Chargers 31-14 over the Raiders. So LA improves to 8-4. Getting sort of a bunch of teams there with 4 losses now in the AFC. Raiders fall to 2-10. In Tom Brady's first year as part owner of the Raiders. Also, I don't know if you saw this. The Chargers were wearing like the navy blue unis.
I did.
Not bad. I think when they go away from them and then when they come back to them, I kind of like them.
I like them too.
I don't know if I like the number on the side like they're Alabama.
On the helmet?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Oh.
I do think the powder blues
don't
are great.
Do they normally do that?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. They have so many different uniforms. They're honestly hard to keep track of.
They did it back in the day, and then maybe they do now, and so they did it with these ones. Because these were like the Junior Seau Natron Means Business uniforms.
Yeah.
And
Stan Humphreys.
Stan the Man.
Yeah.
So I didn't mind those.
Their closing kick, by the way, the Chargers, who I, for some reason, don't take seriously. They're very Jekyll and Hyde for me. They just got smoked by Jacksonville. Herbert's hurt, by the way. Non-throwing Hook. Finger, hand,
Hurt
whatever
Bert.
It is.
Hurt Bert.
Yeah. Hey, they broke a bone in his hand.
They finish with Philly at KC, at Dallas, home against Houston, at Denver.
Like they That's Chargers?
They may not make the playoffs.
What's the playoff predictor on that? 0%?
0%. I think they're 0%.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. They're out. All right.
We're not going to have enough teams making the playoffs.
We have 6 teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. All right, what about the Cleveland Browns at home against the San Francisco 49ers?
Here they only have one tight end in. 3rd and goal, McCaffrey. Touchdown. Got in there.
Ooh, touchdown population. Christian McCaffrey. Niners are 9-4.
Yeah.
Despite the it was a Brock Purdy game. He went in there. He had a touchdown pass, touchdown run. He also did the Dougie, I think.
Oh, did he? I missed
that. I think that's what it was.
Oh, bringing that back?
He did the Dougie. Yep.
What year is it?
Browns only put up 8 points. It was a Shedeur Sanders start.
Yeah.
Home start for Shedeur, 16-25, 149 yards passing, 1 touchdown, was sacked 3 times. I don't know.
It really doesn't matter who they play there. They all kind of, even Flacco, who like went to Cincinnati and was unlocked before he got hurt.
Yeah, the Cleveland's just a mess.
It's like pretty much no matter who they play, that quarterback is like 150, a touchdown, and a pick every week. Flacco, yep. Gabriel, yep. Shadur. Pretty much the same thing.
Well, last night, we talked about it to lead off the show, but it was went to overtime. Broncos and Commanders.
Hey, what happened?
Washington for the win. Mariota has it rejected by Menino. And Denver has won 9 in a row.
Yeah, it was one of those overtimes where both teams scored a touchdown, and the Commanders, who were 3-8 going in, went for two. I felt like it was a no-brainer. Unfortunately, they couldn't get it, so they fall to 3-9. Denver, 10-2. Right now has the tiebreaker with the Patriots. Of course, with a win tonight, Patriots get to 11-2. They'd be back in first place in the AFC. As somebody texted in, who has the tiebreaker? Well, right now Denver does.
But that can flip on a lot of
things. That can change a lot of things. But if both win out, what is it like? It's just your AFC record, but right. Then it goes another. There's another step down because there is no head-to-head.
I think it goes to because they have the same conference record right now, and they have the same overall record pending the game tonight.
Yeah,
so I think it goes strength to percentage in common games.
Oh, God.
And tonight's a common game,
right? So I don't know how much that'll swing on a Giants win,
but the Patriots losing to the Raiders in this case does not help them.
No,
yeah. All right, what about the Rams and the Panthers?
What happened?
The Rams, everybody's favorite team going into the weekend.
2-for-2 today is Carolina. On this crucial fourth down, Young, McMillan, got it! Touchdown, Panthers lead!
Kind of a crazy game for the Carolina Panthers, who are 7-6 now, thanks to a 31-28 win over the Rams, who fall to 9-3. Stafford, couple of touchdown passes. Also, couple of interceptions, and many are suggesting he may have lost the MVP based on the performance yesterday. Still a bunch of games to go, but he was a heavy favorite going into the weekend. This knocked him down. We looked this up. He's still technically the favorite, but Drake May is very, very close.
Oh, yeah. It was plus 105 to 125, something like that.
Yeah.
Carolina Wild team. They dropped 3 out of 4, got smoked by the Patriots week 4. Then they won 3 straight, Miami, Dallas, the Jets. Since then, red light, green light. Buffalo loss, Green Bay win, New Orleans loss, Atlanta win, San Francisco loss, Rams win.
Yeah.
So a tough team to figure out, but they're 7-6 and knocking on the door of the wild card in the NFC.
All right, what about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home against the Arizona Cardinals?
What happened?
On 2nd and 5, it's Bucky Irving. Got a block. Towards the goal line. In for a Tampa Bay touchdown.
Bucky Irving was back. Guy's been questionable for like 8 weeks.
Just in time for your fantasy?
Nah, he's on my bench. I didn't want to play him. Oh. I didn't want to play him. I didn't trust
him.
Didn't trust him.
Been waiting for him for months.
I didn't want to be fooled again, so I wouldn't even do it. Thought he'd leave early. But the Bucs, kind of an ugly game. They beat the Cardinals, so Tampa Bay's 7-5. Arizona falls to 3-9. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Jacoby Brissett, this is one of those statistical anomalies. Drake May has not thrown for 300 yards in a game in his career.
Brissett's probably done it like 4 in a row.
He did it again. He did it again yesterday. He's done it 3 in a row.
Wow.
4 times this season and 3 in a row.
Yeah. Have they won any of them?
No.
I didn't think so.
Not only he throws 300. Jacoby Brissett was there for 1 win. It was against Dallas where he threw for 261. But he had a 452 in a loss to San Fran, 317 in a loss to Jacksonville, 301 in a loss to Tampa Bay.
Look, it's just odd that Drake hasn't thrown for 300 yards, and sooner or later, I would like him to do that. But generally, a quarterback piling up 300 in three straight, you're probably losing like Jacoby Brissett.
It is strange. Yeah. Tampa Bay is the NFC South leader at 7-5. Carolina 7-6. So we'll see. Who do you like there? You picked preseason. I know you picked.
We both picked Bucks, but you had the Panthers in the playoffs. I had them as a wild card. I do think Tampa will win, but they still didn't look great yesterday. So no. I don't feel as strongly about that.
No. The South. Yeah, no, the NFC is not very strong. All right, let's go to the Seahawks and the Vikings.
What happened?
The Sam Darnold Bowl.
He rolls. He's pressured. He's in trouble. Heaves it up. Oh, no. Otis Jones. House call. He will take it all the way. A game-changing play from Otis Jones. 84 yards and no flags.
Yeah, that was Max Brosmer, the starting quarterback, rookie quarterback, undrafted out of Minnesota, in place of J.J. McCarthy, kind of rolling out on the right side, falling down, flips it underhanded right to Seattle, who ran it back for the score. The Sam Darnold didn't do anything.
I mean,
Darnold threw for 128.
I said earlier, I was like, I was not impressed with the Seahawks at all yesterday. They're 9-3. They won 26-0.
Yeah.
They didn't score an offensive touchdown, I don't think, did they? Oh, no, Charbonnet got one late.
No, they had one.
So,
glass of Charbonnet.
But it was like 8 million field goals yesterday. They scored on defense. So, yeah, no, there were no real winners in the Sam Darnold Bowl yesterday.
No, I was going up against Seattle kicker Jason Myers in fantasy. Nightmare.
I had him. Suck on that, Hart. I had him.
That guy was awesome.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. Jaxon Smith-Njigba only had two catches for 23 yards.
Yeah, I mean.
League's leading receiver, but they didn't need it. 26-0.
Did Jefferson finish negative? I saw he had one catch for negative 4 yards.
2 for 4.
So he had an 8-yard catch. Nice.
6 targets, 2 for 4. Oh. Yeah, the shine's come off Kevin O'Connell just a little bit. I still like him, but that's come off a little
bit. In the NFC right now, the Chicago Bears are the number one seed. The Rams are the 2, Eagles 3, Bucks 4. Those are your division leaders. The current
Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks are the top wildcard team, followed by Packers and Niners.
Got it.
So how much change do you think there will be? The teams with a winning record outside of the playoffs in the NFC. Lions, Cowboys, Panthers. Any or all of those teams get in.
Yeah, I might say they hold. I know it's
boring,
but
seven might stay.
I think they might hold.
I think they might. Maybe Carolina can win that division over Tampa.
Honestly,
I think they have a better chance of that than they do getting in as a wild card.
They have the best path. The other one that I wouldn't totally sleep on is just the Eagles just completely falling apart.
Yeah.
And Dallas somehow gets in because the Eagles just fall apart.
Yeah, that could be. That's the way it looked on Thursday. Eagles wrap up the year with Chargers on Monday Night Football next week. Raiders, 2 Commanders games, and a Bills game.
Raiders, Commanders, that's probably. They probably get in. But
getting in. Yeah, yeah.
Cowboys are Lions, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, Giants.
Similar. So I bet the Eagles win the division.
It'll be more the Eagles beating themselves than anything. Is really what that would be.
There you go. There's what happened.
Okay, perfect. What happened? Week 13 of the NFL. Mostly a strong weekend for the Patriots.
Sure.
Right up until Sunday Night Football last night, which ended right around midnight. If you stayed up for it. We'll get back into that coming up with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We can also get into how the Patriots replace their offensive linemen, Will Campbell and Jared Wilson, who are going to miss the game tonight. Will Campbell placed on IR over the Thanksgiving weekend. How the Patriots can combat that against the Giants pass rush. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.